شیخ طریقت امیر اہل سنت دا فاؤنڈر آف دعوت اسلامی علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس عطار قادری رضوی ضیائی دامت برکاتہم العالیہ ہیز مینشنڈ اے فیتھ ریفریشنگ پیرابل آن پیج 96 آف دا بک عاشقان رسول کی 130 حکایات مع مکہ مدینہ کی زیارتیں. سیدنا مالک بن دینار رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ہیز سیڈ دیٹ ان عابد the person who abundantly worships Allah Azza wa Jal. An abid said that he had the privilege of consecutively performing Hajj for 14 years, subhanallah, and every year he saw a holy man holding the door of the holy Kaaba. When he would say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaika la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk, La sharika lak. A voice could be heard from an unknown source, La labbaik. I asked him on the 14th year if he was deaf. He replied that he was hearing everything. I asked him why he was taking so much trouble. He told me, O Sheikh, I swear an oath that despite these 14 years, if I were on 14,000 years old and despite the entire air, if this reply is heard every day 1,000 times, even then I will not raise my head from this door. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, while we were conversing, all of a sudden a piece of paper fell on the chest of that holy man. He gave me that piece of paper. I read it. It was written, O Malik bin Dinar, you want to separate my bondman from me? As I have not accepted his Hajj of 14 years, it is not like this, but I have accepted the Hajj of all the Hajis over this period of time by virtue of his call so that no one could go empty-handed from me. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, you have just heard about the good expectation and the faith of that person who was apparently an ordinary person, but in fact his Hajj was accepted on the mercy of Allah holding the blessed door of the Kaaba. He had been approaching this place for 14 years and calling out, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaika la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk, La sharika lak, hoping for mercy with the desire to attain the pleasure and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to perform the acts of Hajj and the tawaf of the Kaaba and to see the sacred home. In response to this, he kept listening to La labbaik, but instead of feeling disappointed with the mercy of Allah, he remained content and patient. Finally, he brilliantly succeeded in this test and Allah Azza wa Jal liked the humbleness, humility and the call of Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. With the steadfastness of his sincere bondman in Haram Kaaba, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with such a unique acceptance that his sincere calls were made the source of the acceptance of other hajis. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.